This is for all the freedom seekers in the health and wellness world who want to blaze their own path and buck the status quo. Because convention can't stop an idea to take your business anywhere. This is the House Call Revolution.
Welcome to the House Call Revolution. This is Dr. Jen Faber. As a House Call entrepreneur and mentor, with each episode, I bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover smart, innovative ways to build your business with house calls. Thanks so much for joining me today, because this is the revolution you're building. And today leading the charge is Dr. Jessica Allen. And just for a little background, Dr. Jessica is in her fifth year of practice as a chiropractor, and she resides just north of Tampa, Florida. She's been doing house calls on an as-needed basis for the past 3 years, but she started her house call business focusing exclusively on house calls just 6 months ago. The best part is that Dr. Jessica says that she is the most in love with life that she's ever been, and I love that part. I can't wait to hear more about that. Dr. Jessica, a huge welcome, and thank you for being on the phone with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. And, you know, part of why I wanted to have you on is I think your story really resonates with a lot of health and wellness professionals out there who are looking for different options and see the house call model as potentially being a great fit for them. So what I'd love to do first is first share your experiences prior to discovering the house call model. What was life and practice like for you then, and how have those experiences influenced your transition to realizing that house calls were the right path for you?
Yeah, I tried to do a little bit of everything. I had a couple of associate positions, and neither one of them seemed to really go anywhere. One of them was a very awful place to work. I tried doing some relief work for a little while when my daughter was really young, and a lot of other doctors would breach contract, or it didn't turn out the way it was supposed to, or I couldn't keep my calendar full enough, or I had a partner for a little while in office, and at some point in time, things just dissolved, and I tried one last ditch effort at the associate thing, and it was kind of like being in prison. So once that was over with, it was actually my husband that found you, and I had done house calls sort of on the as-needed basis, where let's say if it was a family with 8 kids, or something like that, where it was just a lot easier for me to go to their house, or people that wanted extra time, we could arrange that around the clinic schedule. And then when my husband found that there's lots of doctors that are structuring an entire business around this model, he said, this is absolutely for you, and let's go with it.
That's awesome. And I think it's, you know, really interesting too. You know, I think so many times in life it's very serendipitous, you know, when you're at this crossroads, or maybe don't even know that you're at that crossroads, but you're looking for something different, that a new opportunity could come to you. And what I'd actually love to hear a little bit more too, if you'd be willing to share, is, you know, you mentioned that past experience was pretty bad, and then, you know, you were naturally looking for something very different. Can you share a little bit more about, you know, the experiences that you had in that job prior to making the transition, and then what was it about the house call model that really attracted you to make that leap?
Absolutely. My last associate was, it was a really busy office, and I was looking forward to that aspect of it. The office had projected itself as a very professional facility that was integrated within the local hospital system, and this was supposed to be like the real deal office to work for. But when I got involved, it was a dictatorship, and it was a sales position. I was held to sell 10 pairs of orthotics every single week, and each one of my Medicare accounts had to run over $1,200. And I had to close one of our $3,000 decompression therapy schedule week, and 80% of my patients needed to be on our vitamin regimen and other things. And it was a really miserable place to work in. It was one of those where if you weren't actively throwing someone else under the bus, there was someone else doing it to you. And I'm just not that kind of person. And I was terminated from that position. I didn't necessarily choose to leave that particular day, but it was definitely not a good fit for me. I was surprised for like maybe a day or so, but then I just started looking around for different opportunities. And I had actually relocated my family from North Carolina to Florida to take this position. And so I was kind of at a loss for, again, like a day. but when I was in North Carolina, I had built a little bit of a house call practice without me even really being that conscious of it. There were some of, say, like my mother-in-law's friends or the families that had a bunch of kids that didn't want to come to the office. And I found a lot of frustrations with the people that would drive, you know, half hour, 45 minutes to get to my office, sit there and wait half an hour to see me. And then because I had all these other people waiting, I could only spend a couple minutes with them, and then they had to drive that half hour, 45 minutes home again. So it was so much easier for me to not pay the overhead and go see them instead, that by the time I had left North Carolina, that was kind of what I was already doing anyway. And so after I had this terrible experience at the associateship, that's when my husband and I decided that we should dive into the house call thing, because it was already starting to work where we were living before, and incorporating your coaching and your model and just formalizing things a little bit. It's been a really awesome journey.
Oh, it's so awesome. Thank you all. Thank you also just for being really transparent and sharing, you know, some of the challenges of that previous experience. I mean, you know my story. I can completely relate to the bad experiences that I had working for someone else, and it was such a gross realization of what it is that I didn't want. And I also think that's a really key element of your story, that a lot of people out there, professionals, I think sometimes feel really isolated and trapped and figured out, gosh, is this my reality? You know, is this the thing that, is this it for me? Is there anything else that I could do? Are there any other options? And what other options are there? And I think sometimes even that idea of, you know, that can almost start to feel like the norm of that is how we work in the health and wellness world. Like that is how we practice.
Oh,
that also
yes.
In looking at, right. It's like, it's kind of gets ingrained in you where, you know, we're not taught on how to do sales. We're not taught on how to do marketing,
no.
Which is why it's a huge thing of what I emphasize. But it's so hard when we're in a service-based profession that is about caring for others, and yet it gets focused all on the numbers and all of the sales. So it's a big challenge. You know, it's a total switch. And I think, you know, one question I'd love to ask you is, you know, one of the things I try to emphasize and teach is that the house call model is literally a 180-degree turn from the conventional model in our industry in so many different ways. And part of that, you know, comes down to the strategies and the tactics, but more importantly, it comes down to the mindset that we bring and the freedom that we can have in a house call business. So what I'd love to hear in your journey in these past 6 months so far, being full-time in a house call business, what's the main distinction that you experience in your house call business compared to what it was like to be in a conventional practice?
Oh, gosh. I think the biggest mindset shift for me was valuing my time, because I went from I would drop my daughter off at school as early as I possibly could, and then I'd go work my hands to the bone and hate my job and, you know, wonder if I should go to culinary school. And then having this model, you really learn to value your time so much higher, because you're providing such a great service to people, and you're not focused on the volume. You're focused on people that really need your help in the way that you can provide it. That's definitely the biggest mindset shift. You end up like with these networking groups, there's all kinds of ladies that want to go out for coffee or want to do all these kinds of things, and you have to think to yourself, okay, if I give up that time to go have coffee with the Tupperware lady, I'm giving up 3 hours of my time that could be, you know, at least two house calls, and that's a huge huge shift away from, like, oh, you know, 6 months ago I could have afforded the time to have coffee with a Tupperware lady. So that's been the hugest mind shift change, is just how I value my time and what I put my time towards versus what I don't anymore.
Yeah, that's a great, it's such a great lesson too, because I think one of the biggest shifts to make in this awesome journey of having a house call business is really that ownership of what it is that you're worth. And it is about the house call model itself, but it's also about you as a provider and what it is that you're offering. Because if you don't have that ownership, then what I tend to see are trends of, like you said, you give your time away. You are all over the place. You know, you're scheduling meetings with all these different types of people. You could really lose your shift and focus on what's the direction here? Like, what's the end result that I want to create? So it's a really powerful thing to hear that already in what I think is a short amount of time, the ownership that you've developed with that. And one of the things that I'd love to see is, or hear from you as an added layer is, you've also mentioned like some of the things of like, you know, overhead and some of the awesome realizations that you've had from the business standpoint and having a house call business. What would you say has been one of the biggest lessons that you've learned in having a house call business so far?
Oh, there's so many. It's hard to choose.
Give them all. Give several. You know, the more you could share, it's great.
I think the biggest thing I've learned is that the more I invest in myself, I get an exponential return in so many different ways. So outside of the, yes, I don't have, I'm not paying any office rent, I'm not paying tons of emergencies to a bank, I'm not paying staff, I'm not, you know, without all those things on top of that, I have the freedom now to, I work with a personal trainer 3 days a week, and I never would have been able to do that otherwise. I never would have been able to afford it during my temporary contract work, and I never would have had the time in the associate position. So now I have both the time and the money to work with a personal trainer, and that, you know, that's affected my health. And also time with my family, too. My husband is self-employed as well, and sometimes he'll be gone for, like, 3 weeks, but then weeks like this, he's been home all week. And so I have those little pockets of time where it's okay for us to go get lunch, or I can pick up my daughter early from school, or those kinds of things. So the more I have invested into making a business that's absolutely ideal for me, the better my whole world is. And I think it can be especially challenging for women, because we're supposed to be the nurturers and to put ourselves last and all those kinds of things. But I've found it to be completely the opposite, that the more I serve myself, the better I am at serving my family and contributing to my community.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, I think, you know, I think in our industry, you know, we naturally pour ourselves into our work. You know, we pour ourselves into serving our patients or our clients. And because of that, I think sometimes we could get so lost in it or feel like, well, the harder we work, the more we serve, the more we'll get in return. And while that's true to a certain extent, what you don't want to lose in the end is that vision of what your overall life is. So I think that's where part of, you know, in your story of, you know, having come from a job that was not a good fit for you, or I hear others who have, you know, maybe they have their own business and it's not thriving the way that they want to. It's like, that doesn't have to be your fate, and your business doesn't have to dictate your life and the fact that you feel trapped by it. But I love
exactly.
That because of the choices. Yeah. And because of like the choices that you made, and because of this model, like, you know, freedom is like my mantra. I mean, I remember, you know, working till like, you know, 7-8 o'clock, seeing patients every night in that job, and then I would go collapse on the bed because I was exhausted. I had no time for myself. And then when I started to offer house calls, I was like, oh my God, I could sleep in, or I could be done at 12 o'clock, and that was a full day for me. And to have, again, like that kind of ownership is so huge. And that's where I love that you know, already touched on how that's really impacted your life, because I think that's a huge, huge lesson in that the more you value yourself and the happier that you are with the life that you have, that actually creates a bigger impact on having a more successful business. And I think that's where, you know, house calls could give you that kind of autonomy. House calls could give you that kind of freedom. And that's not even really talked about, I don't think. You know, in starting your business and building a practice, like, we don't talk about freedom. We talk about high volume, high income, high appointments, you know, quota sales. I mean, there's that underpin of, like, the philosophy of what we do. But it's still, because of the standard business model, there's so much pressure to make ends meet and deal with high overhead and high income, that, you know, hearing the evolution that you've had so far, you could see that that domino effect that you're already experiencing, not just in your business, but in your life. So, like, you know, huge kudos and huge inspiration for, you know, to hear your story on that as well. And one thing I'd love to hear you share is, you know, in addition to, you know, one of those lessons that you've learned, what do you think has been one of the best business strategies that you've used to create success in your health call business?
My far and away the most efficient use of my time has been really careful choices in a networking group. I'm in a women's business owner networking group, and I try to get out once a week or so to different kinds of events. Sometimes they have teachers that come and they'll have a marketing class or something like that, but otherwise it's about building targeted relationships. So at first I wanted to get to know everybody, and I wanted to be everybody's friend, and oh, isn't this so cool, and
right.
But now it's I choose my time very carefully when it comes to networking. And there's another lady too that I've met a few times that has really helped me along that journey as well. And she says things like, "Well, don't you think it'd be really neat if you could take half a dozen of your friends to get pedicures and you could walk away with 12 new patients?" And I say, yeah, that would be really cool. And she said, well, if you choose your time wisely, you can do those kinds of things. And so, of course, it's still an evolution. And I'm still, I've definitely made a couple mistakes here and there. But defining a pocket of people that are like-minded enough to where they're going to listen to what you have to say, and quality people to spend your time with. The referrals are just piling in like crazy, and my mom would say that she really feels like that contributes to the whole safety factor of doing house calls. She was, you know, she's a mom, and she was a little worried about that at first, but I was like, look, mom, every single one of my patients this month has come from a direct referral from someone I trust. So, you know, of course, you're aware of your surroundings and all that, blah, blah, but I have not had any concerns about my safety. And then just the whole valuing your time and the putting your time into going to get you a return on, it's been amazing. And I've compared this building this practice compared to my last associate position, which had the highest salary, and it's been about 50-50, but for the past 3 months, I've averaged, I've at least matched what I would have taken home in my salary pay anyway. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, and there's been a few weeks here and there where maybe somebody will buy a bunch of gift certificates or something like that, where I could made 50% more of what I made in my salary position. I've only been doing this for 6 months. So
yeah.
It's been... yeah, it's been a little bit of a whirlwind, but I'm so happy, and I can spend so much more time with my family, and it's, I don't even know what to say. This has been a remarkable experience.
Oh, it's amazing. And, you know, I just want to reiterate the point that you were making too, like really in that power of focus. Like, I can't emphasize this enough, because I think we get, when we come from or are taught that we have to build, you know, bigger is better, or, you know, the more people, the better. And because of that, it puts a lot of pressure on us on how to actually build our house call business. So we think, because that's the conventional mindset that we come from. And because of that, one of the biggest mistakes that I'll see, you know, doctors and other professionals make is, you know, I'm going to do this marketing strategy and this and this and this, and you're like all over the place. It's like this total scatter map. And yet, you know, if you have like this dartboard, it's like you're throwing darts all over the place, not even focusing on a bullseye. And I love what you're talking about in our conversation, of that idea of when you focus on the people you want to make connections with, it not only helps your overall business, it helps you feel safe and comfortable, but it also helps you feel like you're building solid relationships that are leading to quality referrals for your business. And that, again, is where, this is actually where, you know, I think sometimes we think, oh, if I strip away all of these marketing efforts, or if I don't market to as many people, it's not as effective. And it's actually quite the contrary, that if you focus on the people you want to work with, you actually get more results. Because you're focused, you know exactly who you're going after. So, and I think that's also part of how this model gives us the opportunity to generate success in a matter of months as opposed to years. I mean, I think on average, like, you know, chiropractic specifically, if I think you take any health and wellness industry, and they'll say you need to take a couple of years to just break even. You know, to just yep. meet overhead, you know, let alone make a profit. And, you know, the fact that you have generated a match in your salary on your own terms without the overhead. It's a kudos to your success and you applying what you've learned, but it's also a huge kudo to the model and what that can offer. So thank you for sharing that element of your story too, because you are another awesome example of what the potential actually is here and how quickly you can actually become successful. And that's whether, you know, that could be whether, you know, it's health calls 100% or integrating health calls into a business model, but it creates such a viable model. But part of how you do that is in the focus. And so, you know, really, really amazing and inspiring to hear the results that you've had, but also to be expected, you know, when you follow what it is that needs to be done to build it right. So I really appreciate you sharing, you know, some of those strategies and lessons already. And on the flip side, you've alluded to it also, you know, you made some mistakes along the way. I think also part of the value comes not just in the success, but in the mistakes that we make. Lord knows I made a ton of them, you know, in my first year in my health call practice. And, you know, part of that idea is the quicker we know the mistakes, the quicker we can learn from them, and the quicker that others can learn from them as well. So what do you feel like, what's one mistake you've made, Dr. Jessica, in your health call business that you've made, and how did you learn from it? Or what did you learn from it?
My first few business-to-business conversations didn't really go so well because one thing I do in addition to individual health calls is going into companies to provide treatment to the employees. So I guess I should define that first. And so in working with that, you try to talk to the, you know, the HR person or somebody that's involved in the wellness side or the insurance benefits or whatever the case may be. And those first few conversations, I had one of them go really solid and knock one out of the park, but the other two didn't really solidify into what I was envisioning and what I know the potential can be for the business. On the back side of it, I've been able to get a lot of individual appointments scheduled on it, so it turned out fine in the end. But the business-to-business conversations, I wasn't as clear as I could have been. And sitting down with somebody for coffee and saying, look, this is what I do. This is why I feel like it would benefit your employees. let me come in for the afternoon, do free chair massages or whatever case may be, and then I really want to sit down with you afterward and go over, you know, do we feel like this is a good fit and execute. So I thought I had my thoughts organized in my head, but nothing came out the way it was supposed to. So that's one thing that I've really tried to focus on is a specific game plan for businesses to be able to show up on site and do treatment, because that's really efficient use of my time. And it's a really good way to convert people to individual appointments that maybe they wouldn't have considered that option in the first place. I just had one this week at a company I've been going to for pretty much this whole 6 months. I haven't seen the lady at the business before until this last Monday. And I, you know, I saw her in the hallways and I would wave and I would say, hi, Sarah, and those kinds of things. But this last Monday, I've seen her every other week for almost 6 months, and we finally were able to connect this Monday. And I said, you know what, I really think that we need to start with an individual house call. That way I can take all the time that we need to go through this and that and the other thing and do a really thorough overhaul treatment And once we get these issues situated, we can go back to the company. So now I feel like I have more of a game plan and my thoughts more organized, and I'm able to execute it on a little better. But the first few business-to-business conversations were definitely my biggest mistake.
And do you feel like, too, as you were putting that game plan in place, you know, and you started to see, okay, if I have a sense of, like, what I want to talk about, what the meeting's like, that's going to help me frame it overall. Like, what, you know, what additionally did you, when you were talking to these contacts, like, what was also the shift in addition to the game plan? Like, what was your emphasis? Like, what's been your emphasis in these conversations? Like, what's been the strategy that you've applied that's been working well?
It's been... when I started, it was, I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm going to let the other person talk. I'm going to let them tell me what they want, that sort of thing. And now it's a mindset shift into, I'm the doctor. This is my service. This is how it can help you. Tell me yes or no. So, and it feeds back into also efficient use of your time, where, you can sit down with someone for coffee for 3 hours and talk about your kids and the sports and the weather and all those kinds of things, and that's all fine and dandy, but you end up with maybe a friend. You don't end up with a business connection.
Yep.
So now I have a better game plan on, okay, these are the type of people that I'm focusing on, which is not necessarily the HR. You know, the HR people are so buried in red tape and having to confirm with other people and all these kinds of things. They're not necessarily the people I want to talk to anymore. I'm, you know, shooting for the stars, and I want to sit down with the CEOs and the people that are actually in charge. So that's one thing, is targeting the right people. And then when you have a meeting with someone in that type of position, you want to use their time efficiently, and you want to use your own time efficiently too. So you come in with a better game plan of, you know, this is focused and this is what I do and this is how it can help, and we can reduce your work comp claims, and we can reduce the amount of money that goes into the work comp claims that still happen, and here we go. So that's been huge.
you've touched on something too that I think is a really powerful point in this, is that I think, you know, I find sometimes that with marketing, you know, our businesses, our practice, we will either, like, the one side is, well, I'm going to market, talk about myself, I'm going to pitch, I'm going to give them flyers and brochures and, you know, do the song and dance that we feel like we need to do when we're out marketing, especially, you know, in your story where you've come from that high volume sales quota numbers kind of game. And then on the flip side, I think sometimes we feel like we overcompensate, or that we need to overcompensate by being super, super nice and spending hours and hours talking to someone or talking to everybody and, you know, pleasing everybody and making sure everyone's happy. And in the middle of those two extremes is that sweet spot that you've really touched on in your experience of, you know, you show up as your awesome, personable, compassionate self, but you do it with that game plan. You do it with a focus that focuses on, this is what I offer, this is a value that it could give to you, most importantly, and this is what this looks like, where it's authority over what you offer, but it's also not necessarily like asking for permission or focusing so much on, it is focusing on what they need, but you also have the authority in that game plan you've referenced on what it is that you're offering. So that is just huge. And there's huge marketing insight in that as well, just in terms of how you communicate effectively. So I really appreciate you sharing that. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the communication and how you spend your time and how you're networking and marketing. I'd love to hear, and I'd love to have you share, how have your patients responded to this house call model? Like, what's been their response in terms of, you know, attracting them, retention, all of those elements? Like, what's been the overall response?
It's been really overwhelming, and I think it speaks with this month. I had a record of referrals for this month. And this was on top of, I skipped a few weeks in going to my networking meetings, because I had my last couple weeks of swim lessons with my daughter, and we moved too. We bought a house. And so there was signing contracts all day, and there was all these things. And so I think that's really spoken to the model and the building relationships and the providing of quality service, that even though I've missed the last couple networking meetings, which would generally result in me missing a few patients, I've gotten more because the relationship I have with my patients is at a whole different level than it has been any other place. I can't see anyone as a friend. I'm really strict on, you know, someone might invite me to stay for dinner, or do you want some coffee, or do you want a cocktail before you get on the road, or something like that. And it's like, no, no, I hate that.
Right.
But the relationship I have with these people, and because I'm practicing in a way that's built for me and it's my ideal, I provide such a better service. I'm getting people so much better, so much quicker, because I'm doing what I want. And that just, I don't know, goes out to the universe or whatever it does, and people know that they have gotten the best care possible, and the referrals are incredible.
Yeah, and there's so much in that, too. Like, I hear so much congruence in your story, you know, in everything. How you're showing up as a doctor, how you're showing up as a woman, as a professional, like, everything seems to really be falling in line with you. And if you could just touch on, briefly, made me think of this question, like, how does the health call model reflect your values and the purpose that you want to put out there?
That's a really good question. It kind of goes back to the day when I was doing massage therapy. I got a massage therapy certification before school, chiropractic school, and I was working for a high-volume chiropractor. And even it was an amazing experience, yada, yada, blah, blah. I have a lot of respect for her. But the whole time I worked for her, what I would say in my head is, gosh, she just throws people from one side of the room and then throws them downstairs to me, and I'm supposed to clean up after her. And I would tell myself over and again that I don't want to be that doctor that just snap cracks and sends people on the right. I don't want to do that. I want to take care of people. I want to do the muscle work. I want to do the stretching. I want to, you know, do everything I can for a person. And I need to make sure that, you know, throughout my education that I own that and I remember that. And then before you knew it, I was that doctor that was spending 2 minutes with the patient and scribbling some circles for the massage therapist as fast as I possibly could, saying, you know, fix this. And it's to have my own practice where I'm doing all the things that I want to do. And I feel, too, that, you know, since I'm the doctor, first of all, and then I'm the one putting the effort into this. I'm the one that's done the exam. I'm the one that's heard the feedback from the patient. That if I do some PNF stretching, or if I do some teaching, or whatever it is I do, I'm doing it the best out of anyone else that I could have hired to do, because I have that relationship. And now it's, my practice is exactly what I imagine it being when I was 18, 19 years old, working for, you know, this really respected physician, but I knew right away that that's not what I wanted. And it's, I think that's the thing I'm most proud of, is that I know my 18-year-old self would be really super proud of me.
Oh, that is awesome. It is so awesome. And I think, you know, it's such a path of discovery, you know, for each of us, you know, and in this industry, it's really so important to find that right fit for you. And I think that's where, you know, hearing your story of how you've really, like, listened to what didn't resonate with you, and then what actually does, and trusting that and making that leap, like, it also shows to your success, because you're acting in integrity with what you want and what matters to you and what your purpose is. So that's really insightful, and I really appreciate you sharing that, especially because you're still in what I think are such the early stages of your health call business. You're only, you know, 5-6 months in, but you've had such transformation already from where you've come from. And I think with that, you know, just as a final question, because we've touched on so many great facets of, you know, lessons, mistakes, you know, what you've learned. What do you think is the biggest takeaway that you want to share with other professionals out there who want to start a health call business? What would you want them to hear and them to know?
I had to, and you had to carry me through this, over and over again about learning how to value yourself, value your service, and prioritize your time. And I've been able to touch on that a few different ways in this interview too, but that is really the biggest thing, because people in the healthcare industry, we struggle with that. We're supposed to be the people that give it all and don't expect anything in return, and we're supposed to be the limitlessly compassionate people and live with our heart on our sleeves. And but there's a way you can do that, and you can still be yourself. You can still be a great person, but when you tailor your business around that and use your time efficiently, which, you know, it's easy to think of and it's easy to say, but you're going to have your friends you can't waste your time with anymore. You're going to be deleting Facebook off your phone because, you know, it eats up your time. But you need to value yourself so much higher than you do. And you might think of, oh, gosh, I can't think of anyone specifically. Well, my husband's been a little hard on me with these things that you have people that want to try to push you, and maybe it comes across as being a little hard on you. And then maybe somebody else in their family, maybe they have their mom that doesn't think they should do it because it's scary to go into people's houses, or maybe they have their dad that thinks that the vision of success is a giant office with hundreds of people coming in it every day. And then maybe you have your husband that wants you to have a 9-to-5 job because that's the easiest way to make sure the bills are paid on time. But you need to value yourself so much higher than that. And you need to, and I'm not the type of person to say, oh, you got to do it this way and you need this, but you need to value yourself and your time as high as possible. There's a lady in our networking group that she would put an equation on the wall. I've heard it 100 times now. She said, whatever dollar amount you really need to bring it home, multiply that by 3 and value your time at that. So for me, that's like $300 an hour. So when I have something come to my attention where I have to agree to yes or no on, you know, should I do it or should I not, I say, am I going to make $300 doing this? And if the answer is no, then I don't. So there's a little bit of give with that too, but that's the biggest thing, is valuing yourself so much higher than we're built as healthcare providers, and as I'm sure some of us are built as women to, to just give your time and give your efforts and be that limitlessly compassionate person. You gotta tone that down, and you have to value yourself way higher.
100%. That is awesome. Like, seriously, I could not think of a better way for us to, you know, close on the interview, because I think that's the biggest thing, is really to create your own definition of what you want to build and not rely, or let alone think that you need to use someone else's definition, because that's the thing. We have so many points of influence on this is how you should do it, this is how you should build it, this is who you should be. And after a while, you just need to filter through it and really trust what your gut's telling you. And whether it is along a conventional path or whether it feels more out of the box, like ultimately, like people who are attracted to this model are looking for something that is out of the box, you know, that is against the grain. And typically when your instincts are telling you that, like, it's right, because you are embracing the fact that you want to do something different. You don't want to do what everyone else is because it's what you think you should do or what everyone else is telling you to do. And what I absolutely love about your story, Doc, is the fact that because, again, like, you have that level of ownership, you've been able to achieve not only the success you've had so far, but the happiness that you have already, that the happiness that you've been seeking, that you've created for yourself. And that's made an impact on, you know, you as a doctor, a wife, a mom, and as you, most importantly, and what you generate for it. So, like, seriously, like, Dr. Jessica, like, this is awesome, awesome stuff. You have such a great story that I think really resonates with a lot of health and wellness professionals out there who are on the path to build a house call business, and for those especially who are just discovering it. So I know I really appreciate your time today, and those who are going to hear this are going to really appreciate the story that you have to share. So thank you for your insights, and most importantly, much success to you and your health call business as it continues to grow.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This is the House Call Revolution.